Blog Talk Radio.
Take me to the King. I don't have much to bring. My heart is torn in pieces. It's my offering. Take me to the King.
Truth is, I'm tired. Options are few. I'm trying to pray, but where are you? I'm all churched out, hurt and abused. I can't face what's left. I'm weak, no strength to fight, no tears to cry, even if I try, but still my soul refuses to die.
Church folks, I'd like to welcome you to the Prophetic Roundtable. I'm your host, Dietrich Hubb, and also I'd like to welcome our viewers that's viewing via the live stream on YouTube. So after our radio show goes out, and just in case you're wondering, I'm on the radio and I'm broadcasting at the same time, so I just said one intro. So today's message is what's new about you. Yesterday, I heard something that I usually hear in the Christian faith, as well as I see people say this type phrase when they're upset or when somebody make them mad or anything that causes them to forget who they are in Christ. They say, don't let me bring the old me back out. I heard the popular preachers on TV say, they tell you where they from. I do this. I'm from the south side of Chicago, whatever. But we who are believers, who are leaders, who are teaching other people the power of Christ, how can this be the go-to phrase or the catchphrase when nothing's going right in your life? So we're going to be in 2 Corinthians today, chapter 5. We're going to start at verse 16. It says, wherefore, henceforth, know we no man after the flesh. Yea, though we have known Christ after the flesh, yet now henceforth know we him no more. We in a real scary part in this Christian life, when it's more carnal than Christ life, when it's more flesh than faith, when it's more prosperity than progress. So what 16 is saying, it says, when you know yourself, excuse me, when you know yourself in the flesh and you introduce your flesh to Christ, your flesh should live no more and you should have no flesh of Christ. So a lot of times we see people and they love to say, don't let me bring the old me back out. What you mean by bring the old? So you preaching all this revelation, you talking about you in Christ, you talking all this stuff, but then when you upset, when you want to cuss somebody out, you refer back and name the old man. Verse 17 is your key phrase for today. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. What you mean, the old you don't come back out? You're not in Christ according to Scripture, because we cannot sit here and preach a gospel of transformation to the people, and our catchphrase is the old me. The Bible declares if any man be in Christ, that means if your soul, your spirit, your mindset in Christ, you're a new creature. But watch what he did. He watch this. He opposed he paralleled man in Christ. But when the product is a creature, it didn't say a new man, it said a creature. What is a creature? See, you got to understand when Paul wrote this through the revelation of the Holy Spirit, we got to understand a creature means a new creation, which you don't know what's going to be created. See, y'all creation or where how God creates you is based on what you went through. So a lot of y'all don't know who you are in Christ because you really haven't been created. You've been mimicking. You mimic people's ministries. You mimic people's style. I was just telling somebody the other day, I had a This Means War conference. Been going on all last year, and I was finna chicken back up this year. Here's some heathen down in Birmingham. All of a sudden, he got a This Means War conference. So I told the people, I said, okay, I'm not going to even do it. It's not a matter of he having the same exact, that means, and me knowing him, you looked at what I was doing, and you copied and mimicked what I was doing. So me knowing who he is, I don't want to be considered connected to a man like this because I don't see him living a Christ-like life. Not me. So I said, we ain't going to do that one, and I changed it to something else. Which y'all see about it. If you're looking at the blog on radio, sometimes y'all should see it. We're going to do the Rise Another Remnant gathering. Because some of y'all are true remnants, but you're not in the right place to receive the words that God got for you. Verse 17 goes on to say, old things are passed away. How can you bring the new man up when it's supposed to be dead and gone? See, when you say stuff like that, that allows me and others to see that your transformation in Christ has not fully been completed. So why would you put people in position just because you need them or they faithful to the ministry and they're not ministry quality? I was looking at that ratchet TV show they got out down here, Real Preachers of Atlanta. And it was showing Leandra Johnson and one of her leaders of her ministry how he came in the house And he told everybody, these volunteers came down here to help with her ministry. And they were staying at his house because that's the only house. And he said they stayed there 6 months and ain't gave him nothing. And I heard one of the girls say she working. And I heard the other say she give money. But you got to understand, you going to give somebody something. You know, I don't care if you're a volunteer. You going to give somebody something, especially if you're working. Or you going to keep the house clean or something. So the man got mad and throwed everybody out, pushed them down the steps and cussed them out. He came back and apologized, but that would never have happened if he was prepared for the position. See, I seen all through that. She wanted his house to house people, so let me get his man his position because I know him the longest. Jesus knew Judas for a long time, but Judas wasn't prepared for the mission. Just because a person walked with you don't mean they prepared with ministry. You get what I'm saying? Then I'm watching what they got Real Talk Kim talking about. She been through domestic violence and all that kind of mess. And I'm looking at the show, and if you know, I don't care if these your favorite people, preachers, or whatever, or you following them. Please, no, I don't care. You know, send me an email address. I'll tell you where I stay. We can meet face to face, and I am not gonna change what I say. I don't care who they are. If they bleed red, see, don't put yourself on a nationwide platform. And you, when you get to a nationwide platform, prepare for nationwide criticism. And I'm not like everybody else. I call your name need calling. Watch this. She's sitting there talking about how the girl married old buddy from Jagged Edge so quick, especially when he jumped on her. But then just last episode, you telling people how quick you married your husband. Oh, how we forget who we really are. So why you on national TV questioning how quick she married a man, and you just last episode told everybody how quick you married the husband you got now. And then you can look at her and tell she ain't delivered. But because she got a following, because they gave her a platform, people following people that's not delivered. Look at the other man on there. I'm just going to talk about it. The one that played the policeman. He goes to a psychologist, and he began to talk about stuff he's dealing with. How can you pastor a church damage people? That's what I'm trying to say. See, he's still dealing with his past hurts and demons. So how you pastor this church saying you speaking from the mind of Christ, and y'all the one out here preaching hurt people. These people on nationwide platforms reaching millions, and we watching on nationwide TV how hurt and damaged they are, but yet y'all follow them. Oh, I'm on it today. When are we going to see the life of Christ? I'm going to tell you why. Pride. Pride never lets one reveal the weakness of who they really are. I got a friend now. I ain't going to call no name, but y'all know. I said, if you're around me, you're going to be a testimony. Well, let me say this. That's why if you're a woman or you're a man and you see a man with a spirit of pride, I'm going to tell you what that man going to do. First off, that man or that woman going to do, first off, they're going to separate you from people who are going to really tell you the truth. Why would they do that? It's because that spirit don't want you to really understand what's going on with them. So they'll separate you. Once they separate you, they come to you with a self-righteous spirit and sometimes make you feel guilty about what they're at, and they always put themselves down like they never. See, you got to understand that spirit of pride. When you around here seeing these people talking about they got swag and all, that's just a spirit of pride. See, pride, watch this, that pride spirit of connect or hook up to anything that you feel good about yourself in. That's why when you like these fashions, when you like these clothes, when you like certain kind of men, when you like certain dress a certain kind of way. Now don't get me wrong. Ain't nothing wrong with that. But 90% of that is built in a foundation of pride. That's why the Bible declares, come out from among them and be separate. That's why we shouldn't be friendly with the world. Every style that you see changing in the world, it shouldn't be in the church. We should be separate. Because God understands the world prides itself in what it can do. My question, what's new in you? See, a lot of y'all has got don't have nothing new in you. You just found a new way to hold the old you. See, now, instead of going over to man's house, y'all go get a hotel room and rent a car so they won't see your car parked out outside the hotel. Huh? Instead of telling the lie, you bring it out as the truth. You get what I'm saying? What new way have you got to hold the old you? I was looking at this pastor down here in Atlanta. You know, he screwed his administrator and got her pregnant. And when you look at the spirit of it, you still screwing her and ain't married to her. How can you sit up and preach the gospel to your congregation and you in fornication? Why if you married and you creeping on your wife, why y'all won't use no condom? Why y'all around here screwing these single women raw? I don't understand that. See, if you married and you in ministry and you got a wife, your wife should be your helpmeet. Y'all stop, you married women in ministry, I got a man in ministry. Y'all stop letting these women come around here with these short skirts with their titties all out, with them push-up bras, wait on your man. They try to find a way in so they can seduce them. Verse 18 saying, all things are of God, which have reconciled us to himself by Jesus Christ and have given to us the ministry of reconciliation. Verse 19 says, to wit that God was in Christ, reconciled the world unto himself, not imputing their trespasses unto them, and have committed to us the word of reconciliation. See, we cannot do the same thing and say that we in Christ. We can't find a new way to do old things and say we in Christ. How be it that we preach the words of reconciliation and we not even reconciled? I got a lot of people that used to follow my ministry consistently. They mess around and listen to somebody or gap with somebody. I don't even hear from them no more. But it's going to come a time that you got to come back to me. Why? Because I teach people who they are as individuals. And a lot of them are not ready for ministry or hearing about it because they're too gullible. How have your life changed since you met Christ? I don't care if you were the whole, now you're sleeping with one, you're still sleeping with them. That's not no change. Yeah, you slowed up, but that ain't no change. I don't care if you were smoking 5 packs of cigarettes and you're down to 1. That ain't no change, but it is a change. You slowed up. It said all things have become new. So if you were smoking, whoring, drinking, and all that other mess, and you came to Christ, that should be out of your life. See, the church, what they do, they pick people who are in a spiritual, transformation. They're in the midst of being transformed, and a lot of leaders look at them like they're ready for ministry. They're not. They're still being transformed. See, if we can't be honest with ourselves, how are we going to be honest with the people that God called us to minister to? That's why when I fall short or I do things that are not Christ-like, somebody always hear about my shortcomings. Why do they hear about my shortcomings? Because I don't want me to hide that inside me, and as I preach, it's coming out of my spirit. Y'all do know what's in a person's spirit comes out of their spirit when they're preaching to you. So whatever they're hiding, and if they're not revealing their shortcomings, what happens, it's spiritually transferred to you, and all of a sudden, you go back to whoring. You go back to drinking. You go back to lying. That's why it's important that y'all, that's why I tell people, you don't listen to too many people at one time. You got to watch who you listen to. So I just wanted that little quick word, what's new in you? And that's the word for today. Sit back. See how long have you known Christ? List the things of your old man, then list the things of your new man. Then you decide what's new in you. And if the old man is still hanging on to the new man and you got to keep saying, don't let the old me come back out, you need to go back for another dip in that water, bro. Y'all be blessed and have a nice day.